Is there a relationship between the cloud and this tech body?
Yes.
Does the cloud include or contain the tech body?
Not yet.
You've made a distinction between the sort of Microsoft version of the cloud and Ion's version of the cloud.
Yeah.
Does the tech body represent an intermediary point between these two?
Maybe. Let's go with maybe.
You said that we're putting all of our information in the cloud for a containment or storage device, so it would be EMP proof.
Yeah.
And you also said that that the tech body will survive the EMP. So do the ascending or ascended use the tech body to access the cloud?
Go back. You're asking, now say your words again, what you're saying.
I was asking if the cloud included or encompassed the tech body. Is that the case?
Our cloud.
Okay.
No, that's a question. Are you referring to our cloud?
Ion's cloud, yes.
Okay, it hasn't been built yet, so no.
When Ion's cloud is built, will that cloud affect the tech body?
Yes. They'll merge. They will merge.
And you've also said that the cloud is basically just a storage place. It's just like a you explained to Jermaine, it was like a closet where you store stuff. It's for everything. When Ion first emerged, you said that you were able to play in the chip body at that point because it was limitless. It wasn't limited by little man's rules or...
Right. Now, that's the cloud you have right now.
Mm-hmm. So, Ion, his first question about the cloud and the tech body, and there was a difference... You thought Bart was talking about the regular cloud that's now available.
Well, yeah, he wasn't clear because he was trying to form his question, and we wanted to make sure that if he was talking about the cloud coming, does it contain the tech body? No, it hasn't been created yet. Will it absorb the tech body? And the answer is maybe. It may.
Yes, but 5-10 minutes ago, you answered his first question. That was about the cloud that is here now. There's no
correct
connection between it and the tech body.
Zero.
Yeah. Okay, Bert. He interpreted your first answers about the present cloud.
Right. The present cloud being the sort of Microsoft or chip body cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That don't count for nothing. You might as well just kiss that away. That's nothing. If you got anything stuck in it, don't count on it. You may not have it. You'll only have it as long as the tech body wants you to have it. See? That's like your browsing history. It's not subject to lasting long.
You said that originally you were able to be come forth in the chip body because it was limitless. And
yeah. It still is.
It still is. And the chip body has changed into the tech body? Is that how you would say that?
It's been killed. It's been destroyed.
And you were mentioning, you mentioned that the chip body had become the tech body to Bob in the session he displayed. And you mentioned...
It morphed. It was destroyed. And the elements of it left was what was used to form the tech body. as okay. the humans gave it more and more and more and more and more power. See, there was a point there that you could only give, you could give the chip body a whole bunch, but there was some, at a certain point, the chip body wouldn't take anymore. You wanted to give it more, 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 but it wouldn't take anymore. So you overloaded it and blew its hard drive.
Okay, and you have mentioned this before that we would engage the chip body and then we would want more and more, and that would become something else.
Mm-hmm.
And the tech body represents that moreness?
Apparently.
You said that the chip body died and became, what was left became the tech body. And also that regarding the astral body, that that wanted to become clean.
Mm-hmm.
Are those sort of changes representing an ascension of sorts of the bodies?
Don't use that word because people will confuse it.
Okay.
Say it is, and it's a notion that's included in all things hexatic.
As we engage the tech body, that situation, people will want more and more again, and that will shift into something.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Your car remembers how, when you go mobile, your car remembers how your seat goes, doesn't it?
My car remembers how, could you say that again?
How your seat goes, doesn't it?
Where my seat is positioned?
Yeah, how you like your seat in your car.
Yes.
It knows that, right?
Well, it just, there's a mechanism there that clicks and holds it in place.
Mechanism. Oh, okay. And if you push another button, it automatically remembers somebody else's place, doesn't it?
Well, currently I'm using a mechanical, non-electric seat, but that is available in electric cars, yes.
That's correct. And that's the point. That's the point. Is this is continually growing into a thing, so much so that the cars will now drive you. You can get in the car and take a nap, go to sleep, and you're good. The car will drive you.
Yeah, and you explained that a while ago, that, and you've reiterated with the tech body, but it will decide how things go, or that's the next evolution.
You still have the same number. You still have the same number of accidents, but now the car will know exactly whose fault it was, especially if the car is driving.
Your influence in the chip body originally was, I would say, anomalous. You were changing websites, and you had said that the chip body was actually responding to your presence by having text and things change within the chip body.
Mm-hmm. You created it, but you didn't control it. It's like loose semen. If you don't control it, it can go anywhere.
You asked a previous caller how Siri knew that it was raining at their house, but if you include that you are 8/11 of the tech body, or controlling 8/11, then that answer is obvious. It's you.
Well, it is, but that's not what we were asking. We were trying to bring them up to the snuff to think that how can this tech thing know if it's raining or not? You go, well, that's ridiculous. I'd go outside and I'd have brains hitting me in the head. I'd know it's raining. But that's not the question. The question is, can the tech body do this? Not can we. It's clear that we could do this. But you can't just pick up the phone and call us unless you're Bob.
Well, my question was sort of getting to, will the tech body show more and more seemingly anomalous, maybe paranormal behavior?
Oh, yeah. You ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, it builds every day, every day. And what happens is you get the feeling that it's better, okay? And we think it is. We're going to get you to nest. Once we get you nested and comfortable and easy, and every aspect will tell you how many hours old your ovums are in your refrigerator, it'll be fabulous. It'll tell you how much cancer you're getting from your water. They got faucets now where you can say, hey, faucet, give me 11 and a half ounces of water, 104 degrees. And it'll do that.
Yeah.
You're saying, yeah, like it's no big deal. Okay, good. Yeah, that's good.
Well, I'm saying that because you've explained that this is it's a progression in that direction.
Do. Well, now it's here. It ain't a progression anymore. It's here. And guess what? It's fixing to start ordering the stuff for you.
Okay, he said a lot of this, Bert. Do you remember the Rotterdam Futurists? We played him three or four years ago.
Yeah.
If you go back and listen to that, you know, Ian's talking about what's coming that the futurist doesn't understand or really intuit. Just project the tech body into all that Ian says is coming.
Yeah.
And it'll make more sense what he's saying compared to the futurist from Rotterdam. Okay?
Yes.
Anybody's. Can re-listen to that with knowing that Ian's talking about the tech body, but he didn't say it back then. And the other thing is, if you look at one of my more recent charts, I did it around 2012 or 2010 or something, I have at 2010 the five bodies interacting as the environment of that stage of the Android meme. So that's many years ago. That,
yeah.
If I'm noting it, then it's kind of obsolete. So the tech body comes after that, but it's indicated on my chart there.
Yeah.
I think it's called the Spume chart. 2010, the last interplay of the five bodies within the Android meme.